Fort Yukon had flooding last night. Fort Yukon police officer Peter Habaker says water started coming into town around 10 p.m.
A side slough to the Yukon River jammed up with ice at the mouth, and it backed up into town. We had probably about six streets closed due to high water. Probably about the same number of houses were affected. I'd say about six residences had water in them.
Habaker says water reached about 2.5 feet above flood level. He says damage was limited to water, with some homes being flooded by about a foot of water. He says the water started to recede around 2 a.m. this morning when the ice jam broke free. Habaker says hydrologists flew from Circle to Fort Yukon this morning.
They think the worst is over. There's still some smaller chunks of ice coming between here and Circle, but they don't think it's going to pose any threat. The only thing that that we think could pose a threat now is the Porcupine River, which hasn't gone out yet. Occasionally, it has caused problems with flooding in Fort Yukon. Porcupine is on the backside of the town.
Habaker says about 50 residents in low-lying areas were evacuated last night to the school and radar base. Most are back home now. Habaker says Fort Yukon last experienced significant flooding in 1991.